The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Here's a question. What do you believe are Europe's cheapest and most expensive cities to holiday in? Well, a new survey has some surprising results. And here to talk to us about all of this is Irish Independent travel editor Paula Kenneally. Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
This is a great item, I think, because it's looking at the most expensive cities in Europe and the cheapest cities in Europe for a weekend break for two people.
Exactly. So the survey is an annual one. It's done every year. It's quite reputable by the UK's Post Office Travel Money. It puts together what it calls a cost barometer by picking 12 items in each city. So they can range from a cup of coffee to a bottle of beer to a three-course evening meal for two people to a sightseeing bus tour. Totting them all up and then ranking the cities. Now, it hasn't done every city in Europe, but it's done 37 cities.
Yeah, now it's pretty good because, as you say, coffee, bottle of beer, Coca or Pepsi, glass of wine, a three-course evening meal for two, including house wine, return airport bus or train transfer, a 48-hour travel card, a sightseeing city bus tour, one top tourist attraction, a top museum, a top art gallery, and they add it all up, excluding flights.
Excluding flights. So this is, we're talking about the cities once you get there. They do include accommodation, but you need to think about when you're travelling and how much the flights would cost as well. But it's interesting to see which is the cheapest and most expensive in Europe and where Dublin and Belfast rank.
Okay, so let's go for cheapo. What's the cheapest city in Europe?
I think you won't be alone in looking at that. So this year it's Vilnius in Lithuania. And it pips the second cheapest, which is Lisbon. And I'll give you just an example of a few prices. So for a cup of coffee in a cafe or bar in Vilnius, you'll pay €2.13. That'll compare to over €3 in Dublin. A bottle of beer, €3.23. A glass of wine, €4. The three-course evening meal for two people with house wine, €75. And
now, I'm looking at Lisbon, and Lisbon is cheaper on all of those fronts.
It is. Look at this. Have you ever sat out on the street in Lisbon, ordered a coffee, and just, you know the way you get this little hit of adrenaline and happiness when you pay just €1.24 for the cup?
Yeah, and if you spend two, you'll get a little custard pie as well.
The pasties de nata. I'm sold, Lisbon. Lisbon has cheaper incidentals. The wine is cheaper, the bottle of beer is cheaper. But where it is more expensive than Lisbon and where the average puts Vilnius ahead is on the sightseeing bus tour. So in Lisbon, it's nearly €30, whereas in Vilnius, it's €11. And then in the cost of two nights accommodation. So in all of these cities, the survey adds up two nights, three-star accommodation for two people over a weekend. In Lisbon, that was averaging at €184, and in Vilnius, €158. Now, remember, they're the two cheapest cities. So as you start to go up through the list of 37, though, there's a lot of price creep starting to happen.
I mean, when you look at, say, let's look at Athens, a Coca-Cola would be €3, glass of wine €6.71. But then looking at Dublin for the glass of wine,
$7.45. Now, and that rings,
and you'd be lucky
chimes.
To get that.
And not only that, it has a bottle of beer in Dublin down at €6.70 or so. But you know, you've read the stories about the pints in Temple Bar once it gets late into the evening, now cruising over the tenner mark. And Dublin accommodation adds a lot. So you're looking at 500 for the, you know, remember now when we were talking about Vilnius and Lisbon, we were talking about 158, 184. So for Dublin,
so
for two nights
for two people. So it's a room for two people for two nights and 500 for
and
Dublin.
And Dublin is, there's a separate survey by Deloitte out earlier this week showing that Dublin's average daily rate for hotel rooms last year was over €200 for the first time. So it's not, you know, there's a lot to this debate. The hoteliers, in fairness to them, will say the costs of business are rising and there's VAT and there's wages and there's energy costs and so on. But the prices are definitely going up. And Dublin is in the top five or six most expensive cities.
Now, can people Google these because they'd like to get them? Because some people will be, you know, maybe addicted to their coffee, buy cheap coffee. Other people will be looking at the wine and the beer and so on and so forth. And, you know, you might be travelling by public transport to and from the airport, all of those things.
Exactly. And it's handy to have. Yeah, you can. It's online at Post Office Travel Money and they have a lovely, helpful PDF that breaks down the costs there in each. Which of the Irish cities do you think is most expensive?
Dublin, obviously.
This year, for the very first time, it's been overtaken by Belfast.
Wow.
Belfast is the second most expensive city in Europe in this survey, which I kind of had to double take and look closely at the numbers and go, is this actually right?
But we can get the enterprise up the road.
Well, getting there is cheaper. Do you know what? When I've eaten out in Belfast, I have found it cheaper than Dublin, particularly at the upper middle end. But as you top through the items here, the glass of wine, €7.35, the three-course evening meal, they're saying €118. The others attractions and the accommodation over €500.
Okay, looking at the it's now you have to bear in mind flights and so on, but some of the other expensive cities you do have to fly there. But looking at Vilnius, the cheapest for that package of items, never mind the flights, €275. The most expensive city is Amsterdam, and it's €778. For that same package of goods.
It's an extraordinary difference, isn't it? And you know, Amsterdam has been struggling with over-tourism. Ironically, it probably won't be too put out by this. It's introduced a ban on new hotels. It had a stay away campaign aimed at stag parties and nuisance tourists last year. So it's kind of it's struggling with this whole issue of over-tourism at the moment. So these prices, if they put people off, they won't be worried. But there's a couple of trends underlying this as well. 7 of the 10 top cheapest cities are in Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
Three or four of the most expensive cities for food, this probably won't surprise you, are in Scandinavia. So the likes of Oslo, Copenhagen and so on. Dublin and Belfast, though they're more expensive overall, they are more reasonable for food than those places. And they are among the cheapest for culture. So by that, when they take
free
the
museums.
Museum, yes, and the National Gallery, free. So when you're totting up in other cities to go to these to those attractions, like the top museum in Venice, for instance, €30. The top art gallery, €15. So in Dublin, you do, if you're coming on a cultural trip, maybe it depends on the kind of tourist you are. So I guess that's a point in our favour.
Yeah. Let's just list them then. The 10 cheapest city breaks in Europe, starting with Vilnius, as we mentioned. We won't bother with the cent. We'll just do it in euro.
Yeah.
€275. That's the cheapest.
For the 12, where do we go? The basket of 12 items, your coffee all the way up to your accommodation.
Next?
Lisbon.
€306. So
€306. And that's the cheapest in Western Europe.
Moving on then to Lille in France, €323. Krakow in Poland at €324. Athens, €336. Now, it's a long way to Athens, so
it's a 4-hour flight.
Riga in Latvia, €345. Budapest, great city to visit, €361. Bratislava in Slovakia, €367. Prague, imagine Prague, €370. You know, half the price of Dublin.
Exactly, I'm surprised it's in the top
10. And Warsaw,
€371. Yeah.
Okay, now bring me to the 10 most expensive ones.
So here's probably what you might be striking off your city break list. Amsterdam is the most expensive. For the same basket of 12 goods, it's almost €780. Then we have Belfast, as we mentioned, €730. Edinburgh, Helsinki, Venice. Dublin comes in at number 6 at €673.
But only €4 behind Venice.
Yeah. Venice, which recently introduced a €5 charge.
And we're always told
trippers.
That Venice is horrendously expensive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wonder where they took the coffee
from.
But
it's not actually, if you go to St. Mark's Square, as I've done with the family, and we decide we had to sit there, we had to buy the coffee or the drinks or whatever. And, you know, in your mind's eye, you work out what it's going to cost, and it's going to cost €80, whatever, for the four confections. And you say, okay, we're doing it once in a lifetime. That's
and you
fine.
Are where you are. Yeah,
and we
you
are where we are, and it's great. And then the bill is 120. And you say, where did the extra money come from? And it turns out for listening to the music, €8 per head.
I had a similar experience in France. I can't remember where it was, on the Champs-Élysées, where we just ordered a Coke. It was something like €8 at the time, and I nearly fell off my chair. And as they say in France, you're not so much paying for the Coke as renting the table.
That's it.
For the time you're there. Anyway, after Dublin, you have Copenhagen, Oslo, Geneva and Vienna. And Vienna at the cheapest, or sorry, it's number 10 on the list. That's $640.
The cheapest of the 10 most expensive.
Exactly.
But the idea of that Geneva would be cheaper than Dublin.
Yeah.
Because I was in Geneva several times, and I must say that it didn't strike me as a cheap place at all.
Oh, no, it's not. I've been there as well.
And the food wasn't great either.
It's one of those places where it's like going to Oslo or Copenhagen. You really need to do your research on where you're spending. Just as a counterpoint, there was a report by Fáilte Ireland last month about the price surges in Dublin hotels during major gigs. We know that they shoot up, and we're starting to hear that about the Leinster game, not just in Dublin but overseas. That report found that the price surges were in line with other European cities, that Dublin wasn't a sort of an outlier. So it is a European-wide trend that if you're trying to come to stay in town when Taylor Swift is in the Aviva, you're going to be...
You're going to pay through the nose because there are relatively few places available. Some of the comments come in. We were in Doolin over the weekend.
Yeah.
€11.50 for a glass of wine in a pub.
That sounds like a lot.
Maybe you're paying for the music like in Venice.
Yeah. It's hard with sort of like-for-like comparison. So was that the house wine, or was that, you put your finger down the list and you went for the nice organic wine that was from wherever? I don't know, but that does sound like a lot to me, yeah.
These deals favour couples. Are there any deals for solo travellers? More and more people are travelling solo, especially for a weekend away.
That's a great question. Not in this survey, and it goes to show, I suppose, how the whole travel industry is based on couples, and when it comes to families, 2+2. So solos are outside of that, but yes, they are growing, and we'll come back to that pattern in another item.
But there is also in Europe for years and years, long before we did it here, the idea you rent the room. And, whether it's one person or two people, and it says on the wall, not the price per person, but the price of the room.
Yeah.
And if you're a couple well and good, you split it between the pair of you. Otherwise, the room is the room.
Yeah, it is. Now, there are more places doing, for example, tables at the bar for solos, small single bedrooms for solo travellers, similar on cruise ships. But they're still very much the minority. And any solo traveller will know the word single supplement. They'll break their hearts as well.
Mm, having visited Venice several times, we've avoided the monstrous St. Mark's Square prices. Go back a couple of side streets and get a takeaway coffee and a sandwich and a cake and sit on the steps to take in the scenery and the music. €6 per person. And I would totally agree.
Yeah, absolutely. I bet you did that after you had your St. Mark's
experience. We did St. Mark's as a set piece. Do you know?
Yeah.
You do it because you do it once, and if you go back, you don't do it again because you've done it. Do you know? You take the gondola ride, it costs an arm and a leg. But you do it once.
Yeah.
And if you go back again, you don't do it. You don't have to do it because you've heard O Solo Mio.
I think you'll do it. It's similar where you go. If you do go to the viewing platform in Chicago or New York, wherever it is, and you might have a drink up there and go, okay, look, we've done that flagship experience. Now we want to go and find the like local bar and the better prices and so on.
Now, Paul, we haven't done the survey on the prices, but you did mention airline prices and how it can be more expensive to access some of these cities than others.
Absolutely. So you'll know that Faro and Malaga, once the school holidays kick in from June onwards, even though we have several flights a day, the prices will ratchet up. But when you look at places like Vilnius and like Lille in France, that's one reason why they can be cheaper city breaks. We've said this 100 times, but if you can travel midweek or work against the major flow of travel, so instead of going on the Fridays and Sundays for your city break weekend, or if you can take a 10-day instead of a 14-day trip, you may do better. Look at other airports. You know, the whole world doesn't have to go through Dublin. Belfast may be an option for you. One other tip, have a think about a travel agent. It's very easy these days to piece together city breaks by yourself, book the hotel, book the flight. But travel agents can have access to a lot of booking systems and suppliers, and they can protect and bond the holiday. You can go onto their website and oftentimes enter the destination and the dates and the star rating. They give you a dynamic price. You don't have to call them, in other words, or go in. Worth checking, because you might find that it's a little bit less. There was a small whiff of good news on the price front. Michael O'Reilly has been saying for yonks that prices go up about 5 to 10% this summer, but last week he said that they're being surprised that they're not going up so much.
Yeah.
But they're not going down, let me tell you.
Here's an interesting one. I don't know whether you've booked a Ryanair flight recently, but you know, you can go the basic thing, you get priority booking and a carry-on case.
Yeah.
Right? And you pay for that. But then if you go up one to plus, you get a 20k bag. But it appears on the website anyway, you lose your priority booking. And
do
you have to pay more to add that on.
Now, that's interesting.
Now,
okay.
I'm open to correction, but that was the experience I had. And I was a bit astonished because they have a tick opposite what each package offers. And there was no tick for priority booking. And, you had to pay more So I'm
I'll check
wondering.
That because each time I book, I tend to go for the first one you described. So I haven't gone through the process on the other one, but I'll check that. Yeah, gosh, okay. It's amazing. And that's before you get to the travel insurance. And
so your rock bottom price, whether it's Aer Lingus or Ryanair or any of the airlines, that's just the opening gambit. And then if you want the divil and all,
yeah.
Everything from your seat choice, more leg room, high speed through the airport, transport, ground transport. I mean, they get you one way or the other.
By the time you're done, yeah. They do have a fare finder tool. If you can find where the cheapest flights are at a given time there, you enter an amount like €20, €50, and they can show you the destinations. So if you don't mind where you go, that's one way to get around it. But they still take you through that funnel to all those upsells, you know.
All right. Great stuff, Paul. What a fascinating conversation. Paul O'Connella, Irish Independent Travel Editor, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.